or it is an accident or something that is just meant to happen by accident, I say from today the Lord will deliver you in Jesus' name. Every form of destruction in form of bodily sickness, the Lord will deliver you from them today in Jesus' name. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That is our experience from today on in Jesus' name. We are talking about divine healing. It's something we've been talking about in the past 3 weeks. And you will notice that in the other parts of these teachings, we saw the link between sin or transgression and sickness or infirmity. We also saw the relationship between repentance and healing. We also have looked at the need for us to maintain a life of holiness and sanctification in order for us to have wholeness. We said that the Lord's ability to heal goes beyond our physical bodies, that the Lord wants to make us whole to include our soul, spirit, and body. In fact, as part of our wholeness, things that are external to us that are of importance, including our marriages, our children, finances, and possessions, they also can experience wholeness once the hand of God is upon it. And my prayer for you this morning is that the hand of God will be upon everything that pertains to your life in Jesus' name. One of the things that God uses to heal his people is his word. Even as we heard earlier on, that he sent his word and he healed them and he delivered them from their destruction. The reason the word of God can heal is because there is power in that word. We will quickly see why the word of God contains power. Let's start from ourselves. Let's look at our own words. When we have thoughts, if we have not spoken them, they simply remain ideas. We call them ideas. And then, of course, once we speak them out and somebody decides to act on it, the words then become substance. If you look at everything that happens on earth, they start from what? From words. For example, all this decoration, somebody might have said, we need to buy this. We need to hang it in the church. We need to do this. We need to do that. And once you start to act on it, what happens? That word becomes substance. It suddenly becomes the decorations hung in the ceilings because somebody has taken time to speak the word out. The words of some men are even more powerful than that. The words of some men, they are even more powerful than that. When they have authority to back them up, the words they speak can make the difference between whether somebody will be able to walk the street or somebody will be locked in the prison. For example, if a judge decides that somebody is guilty, what happens? And he sends them to prison. They go to prison. It's the word of man, because there is authority behind it. If the policeman says stop, if you don't stop, you'll be in trouble. Why? Because there's authority backing his word up. But let me tell you something. Nothing happens until he says it. He tells you to stop and you don't stop, then you are in trouble. The word of God is even much more powerful than any word that any man can speak. If the word of God, of man, can even kill some people. In the US, they still have death penalty. All that needs to happen is the judge will say this person is guilty. He needs to go to the gallows. That's the end. In Saudi Arabia today, they still behead people. All that needs to happen is that the judge will conclude that this person is guilty and they will behead that person. That is how powerful the words of some people are. But the word of God is much more powerful. First of all, I want us to know that when we start to speak the word of God, the authority of heaven backs up the word of God that we speak, just like the authority of man's kingdom back up the authority, the words of the judge. I want to believe that many of us who will be here, who are hearing me this morning, will start to speak the word of God in authority in Jesus' name. Open your Bible to Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Somebody to read verses 4 and 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 and 5. Somebody to read loudly. Where the word of a king is, there is what? There is power. In other words, where the word of God is, there is what? There is power. If the word of God is in your mouth, there is power there. Nobody can challenge his authority. Nobody can say, what are you doing? All that needs to happen. And those of us from Nigeria, particularly in Yoruba land, maybe you recall, what would the Oba do if he wanted to announce something to the people? What will he do? He send the town crier. What will the town crier do? Sometimes he will just hold this thing that he shakes, either the bell or irukere. He will hold it and just show people. You know, that is a symbol of authority. And the king says everybody must assemble, and everybody will assemble, because the word of the king is there. The word of God will be in your life today in Jesus' name. Because the word of God is in this church, lives are being transformed. Your lives will be transformed for good today in Jesus' name. Verse 5. Praise the Lord. So where the word of God is, there is power. And he now goes in verse 5 to say, whoso keepeth the commandment, in other words, if you would dare keep the word, that power will follow you from today in Jesus' name. It will have effect upon your bodies. It will have effect upon your burdens. It will have effect upon your life. It will have effect upon your challenges. The word of God will have place in your life from today in Jesus' name. Like I told us, the word of God is even more powerful than the word of man. Let's look at Isaiah 55 verse 10 and 11. Isaiah 55 verse 10 and 11. Somebody opens to Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. Quickly. Isaiah 55 verse 10 and 11. If you are not there, I will read. Praise the Lord. He says, as the rain comes down, when the rain hits the ground, what does it do? It gets absorbed. Or it flows to the river. In itself, it does not rise up again. But the Bible didn't stop there. He said, when the rain comes down, what does it do? It gives bread, it waters the ground. In other words, it makes the ground to bring forth. Look at this. It makes the ground to bring forth. It makes the ground to yield, so that bread can be given to the eater and seed to the sower. God is telling you this morning that ask his word, your life is the ground. Ask his word comes in contact with your life this morning, that you are going to become productive in Jesus' name. That you will bring forth your fruit in your due season. That you will be like that tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Because the word of God is water, is going to water you today in Jesus' name. What that means is that you will never lack again. What that means is that you will have seed to sow. What that means is that you will have something to eat. Your table will never be empty again. That's what the word of God is telling you this morning. Any life where the word of God dwells, lack and affliction can no longer stay there. That is why somebody will receive their healing this morning in Jesus' name. Because the word of God is coming into your life. Hebrews 4:12. Who's there? Hebrews 4:12. Is alive and what? And Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and what? And they are life. Is alive. Even today, over 2,000 years after Jesus is gone, that word is still what? It's alive. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Praise God. That word can do anything. It can bring something out of nothing. The Bible says God calleth those things that be not as though they were. In other words, out of nothing, God will create something. That is why in somebody's life today, that area of emptiness will be filled by the presence of God in Jesus' name. And you know the good thing about the word of God? Even as it was spoken 3,000 years ago, when you speak the word today, it has the same power in it, because it is not limited by time. That's why in Psalm 119 verse 89, the Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. All that needs to happen is for me to speak it this morning. All that needs to happen is for you to speak it into your life this morning. And things will begin to happen. Things will begin to fall onto you in pleasant places in Jesus' name. If you are sick in your body, begin to speak the word of God into your body this morning. If you are financially sick, speak that word. If you are emotionally sick, speak that word. In fact, it's not limited by space. Don't say because your brother or your sister is in America, your prayer will not reach there. Your prayer will get to him or her today in Jesus' name. In fact, it does not depend on man. Because what God said in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, he says, as the rain comes down to the earth, it does not depend on the man. It does not depend on the farmer. It simply waters the ground. If you like, go and cultivate. No matter how powerful a situation may be, that situation cannot overpower your prayer life in Jesus' name. Also, that same word can make things happen almost instantaneously. When God spoke in Genesis 1 verse 3, what did he say? Let there be light. What happened? Immediately there was light. The light of God will shine in your life today in Jesus' name. The reason the word of God is so powerful is because the word and God and Jesus, they are the same. Because the word itself was part or was responsible for creation. Because the Bible makes us to understand that nothing was made that was not made by him. The word that was in the beginning. Praise the Lord. Quickly open to John chapter 1, verse. Read verse 1 to 3. Let's quickly read John 1, 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. 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 Praise the Lord. Nothing was made without him. Nothing. So the word was responsible for creation. Because the word is God. Praise the Lord. So will you be speaking the word to yourself today? Will you be speaking the word to your health today? Will you be speaking the word to your circumstance today? God sent the same word in form of his son Jesus Christ. If both of us or all of us would care to speak the word in faith, as we have here, every defense or attacking system requires deployment for them to become active and effective. If you leave the word of God in the Bible, does it become active and effective? I remember some of our mothers in those days, they would put the Bible under their pillow when they want to go to sleep. They would put it. I'm sure my mom still has it under her pillow now. She will put the Bible under her pillow when she's going to bed. But you need to deploy the system. Every weapon of offense, if you put your arrow in its quiver, does it shoot? No. You deploy it by shooting it out. You may have a loaded gun. If you don't pull the trigger, what happens? It remains a loaded gun. It's not going to do anything to anybody. Or do anything to your enemy. But when you release the trigger, it fires. So the word of God has to be spoken in faith. That is the trigger. When you pull the trigger, anything can happen. Somebody will pull the trigger this morning, and God will wrought wonders in that life in Jesus' name. So let's release the word. Let's release it against that sickness. Let's release the word against that infirmity. It may be that no one knows, but release the word this morning. God knows. James 1:6 says, we should ask without wavering. For he who wavers is like the wave of the sea. It's not dependable. Such a man is not reliable. He will not have what he has, what he wants. But if we speak in faith this morning, you will have what you want in Jesus' name. Jesus, our perfect example, did most of the things he did through speaking the words. He spoke to blind Bartimaeus. He told him to receive his sight, and he did. Quickly open to Mark chapter 10. Verse 51 and 52. Mark 10, 51, 52. Someone quickly open to Matthew chapter 8, 1 to 3. So open to Mark 10, 51 to 52. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So go your way. Your faith has what? Has made you whole. So as we speak the word this morning, let's speak it in faith. And the Lord will make you whole in Jesus' name. Matthew 8, 1 to 3. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, I am willing, be made whole. I am willing, be made whole. And immediately he was healed. Somebody will be healed today, this morning, in Jesus' name. I said somebody will be healed this morning in Jesus' name. The lame man by the pool of Bethsaida, he too was healed instantly after 38 years of suffering. And do you know that even the dead, things that have been considered dead, they hear the voice of the word of God. Praise the Lord. Dead wombs, dead bones, dead brains, dead destinies. The destiny of Jabesh was dead. Heard the voice. Lazarus was physically dead. Well dead. But when Jesus called and said, Lazarus, come out. What happened? He came forth. Your fortunes will come forth this morning. Your blessings will come forth this morning. The glory of God will come forth upon your life this morning in Jesus' name. Promptly, Lazarus came forth. What happened in the valley of the dry bones? A hopeless situation heard the word. A hopeless situation. To the extent that the prophet of God could not guarantee what was going to happen. He could not give God an answer. He said, God, you know. Thou know it. And the Lord turned that situation around. The Lord will turn your situation around for good in Jesus' name. In conclusion, the timelessness of the power in the word of God gives us assurance that the same word can be effective in your situation today. And the reason for the unchanging potency, that is the unchanging power or ability of the word, is because God, who is the word, does not change. Hebrews 13:18. Jesus, the same yesterday and today and forever. So, let's go on speaking the word into our individual lives and into the lives of people around us for a testimony. And I want to tell you that testimony will follow in Jesus' name. Do we have questions? Please, let's rise on our feet and let us pray. We've heard that the word of God can heal. And I want to believe that the word of God is here to heal this morning. Because the reason he has sent forth his word is to heal and to deliver from destruction. So can you just lift your hand unto the Almighty God and speak to him this morning and say, Father, in this area of my life, I don't know what that area of your life is. Say, Father, heal me this morning. Heal my infirmity this morning. You have sent your word. Heal me in this area this morning. You tell God that area of your life. Tell him to heal you this morning. Ask God to heal you in that particular area of your life this morning. Ask God to heal you. Ask him to heal you. Ask him to heal you this morning. Ask him to heal you. In that particular place where you are suffering, in that place where it looks like you are hopeless, ask God to heal you. The same word was sent to the valley of the dry bones. The dry bones lived again. Your hope is to be resurrected this morning. Speak to the Lord concerning your marriage. Speak to the Lord concerning your job. Speak to the Lord concerning your physical health. Speak to the Lord concerning your emotional health. Speak to the Lord concerning your finance. Talk to the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you for your word. It's not the word of man. It's the word that has life in it. Lord, let your word heal this morning. Father, let your word deliver this morning. Father, let your word recreate destiny this morning. My Father, my God, let your word set at liberty this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, let infirmities begin to pack their loads and leave your people this morning in Jesus' name. Let sickness begin to leave the bodies of your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Let misfortune begin to leave the lives of your people in Jesus' name. Have your way, Lord. In Jesus' glorious and mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen.